Ok, tá mi do rás in is fáilte rá rás agus os mar cormach tá deglan calling agus tá sé con písa cainte lom fwy an astracán ar in is sé da Don Martin O'Deiron fáilte rá
Gwyr mil maith agat Cwyr pat cúpla dán le Martin O'Deiron is dachsa chanúsach agus bhí mé tréis taidí ar cébe dhéanamh ar ili an Deiránig agus ar an ábhar sin d'aistrigh mé an dágháin seo agus bunin siad le bailíach a háirithe. Ní minic go mbíon dánta sanúla ag an Deirána chui bhailíach a clia. Úrinta úsáidin sé an chathair chun béidir na luachana cathrach sin a chuir a ggóhas leis na luachana tradisiúnta as Ilán Áran. Agus bar leis go mbíon na luachana sin asnabhach. Ach, sa cáis seo, tá an dáin seo scríbh sé as crín is cóirde agus fáilte an cnúsach sin néide agus is seachtó. Puin am sin, tátúr blas é dóchasach ar a dáin sa bhéid go raibh an chéilge in ís le brí ag an am sin. Ní raibh na gaelscoil in a fwy lán seol, ní raibh TG Cahair, ní raibh radio na gaelsach ta an, agus tar leis rointas na dín ís na gaelsach tí go raibh mí cúrhan mai a dhéanam vorthu. Scríbh an Deiránach an dáin seo, agus is cosúil gur bhain sé tachar as an Cabhna bheith bhí a go to Dublin Town. Mar I gás Cabhna, tá sé muinínach as féin mar ile, ach I gás an Deiránach is beag muinínatá ige as féin, agus tar leis tá ducha go chaibh se ar ais nach nachnóach duine ar bithe, de rí gur scríbhneoir Gaeilge é, agus nach mbeadh chur amach ag lucht an bhéarla ar scríbhneoirí Gaeilge mar sin. So, léigh mé an dáin mar sin. Mo haibh se dá dagach an tró níos fuide in ann san aimsir. Is saoir se éon ar a thuairt bóthar a dún ghort is thairis go bóthar hí mo lóg ar aistir. Na necht a chlán an bhéarla mo chló ní a bhíne. Mo bhás dá báil dóibh an tásc níor chás leo. Ní fuláir nu is taibh se bé a meabhar an tóirt sin hana. Leo is neamhnaí mo bheo ná mo bharbh.
Íntach, gom agat. Agus tá cean agat do dáin a bhéin a gweil?
Ié, tá cúpla dáin do mo chud féin agam freisin.
Se, mura bhis tóra.
Tá siad san a merle.
Se.
The first one that of my own that's in this is called Common Ground. It's based on that area of South Dublin, which was known as Crumlin Common. There's very little of it left now. But in the baby boom after World War II, there was a huge building boom in the area. And the houses around that area where I grew up in were called after musicians. So I'm looking at this sort of a strange land that we grew up in, which is half in the country and half in the city. I'm also playing with the notion of what is common, because I regularly used to say when we were growing up, oh, don't say that, that's very common. It was considered not to be seemly, you know, vulgar. So I'm playing on that word common, because we used to call the kids from the Crumlin Estates, we used to call them schemers, that were living in the schemes in Crumlin. We were living in the schemes in Walkinstown, but in our superior, with our superior notions, we thought that we are somehow different. I'll read the poem. Common Ground. Through stable centuries, the common stretched unbounded below the sheltering hills. The hooves of racing horses resounded over its gentle sward, from Green Hills to the glebe land around St. Mary's. Our interloping terraces cut swathes through its grass, overturned its topsoil to strike our bedrock on streets of song. Percy French, Crotty, Field, Bunting, Hearty. Young lords of muck, we jibed at Crumlin schemers passing through our streets, scorning them as common. We knew the motley lure of field and builder's sand, of farms truncated by our gardens, and bramble lanes winding vaguely into uncharted country. Neither fish nor fowl, we paddled in turbid waters, unsure of what was common, the cadence of dialect, the pitch of accent, the ribald music of our street. And we were surely commonplace in our common or garden schemes our lives common as a million post-war children, crumbling common.